Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give God praise. He's worthy of our worship and adoration. Tonight is a night of prayer, and I want to thank God for every one of you that are here present and those that are connected online. Have you ever thought about the fact that prayer is founded on the basis of the fact that we believe there is a God who can hear us, and that the reason we pray or talk to this God is because we know that He hears us. And if He hears us, we know that He will answer us. He has the capability of answering us. So when we pray, we're not praying in a vacuum or praying, you know, with some kind of wishful thinking. We're not praying to give God power to do anything. He's well able to. And the fact that we pray, when you think about it, that God knows everything, it begins to help us understand that the reason we pray is not to give God information. Because He knows everything. He knows your past, He knows the present, He knows the future. So when we pray, we're not trying to give God information. When we pray, we're trying to get God's perspective on an issue. We're trying to hear His part of this story. Now, it's important that we grasp that, because that will help us escape a lot of pain. There are flowers all over the place. These are not real. And no matter how much I squeeze them, try to crush it, it's not going to produce any fragrance. But for us, when we go through things, the ultimate purpose is that the fragrance of who God is comes out of us. Now, I don't look for crushings, but it is an experience of great grace for me to experience the fragrance of His glory in my life when I'm surrendered to Him. That there's something about God that I experience every time I go through different things. So the Bible says, count it all joy when you go through diverse trials and temptations. Actually, if you don't mind, give me James 1, even though that's not going to be our key passage for prayer today. The fact that we pray says something about us. It says, my brethren, count it all joy, my brethren, fellow citizens, family, in the kingdom of God, count it all joy. No matter what it is you're going through, when you fall into diverse temptations, all kinds of temptations, is when you fall, count it all joy. Why? Knowing this, You got to know this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. It works patience. It gets patience to go to work, the trying of your faith. It gets patience to go to work. Have you ever heard somebody say, never pray for patience? Well, not according to that verse. You should be praying for patience. Patience has a work that it does. And it says, you have to let patience have her perfect work. Let patience do its thing. It has something that patience is supposed to accomplish. Its purpose is that we may be perfected. Patience brings us to that place where we are perfected, that ye may be perfect and entire. Or in essence, you be perfect and whole, completed, wanting nothing, lacking nothing. Oh, let patience have her perfect work. What does the Word of God say to us about not lacking? When God is my shepherd. Yeah? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So patience is, the ability to be patient is God's grace on our lives. God perfecting us, making us more like Him. Wow. Think about it. How patient is God? If God wasn't patient, do you think any of us would be alive? Yes, clean the table. God is patient. Wanting nothing, lacking nothing. This is part of the reason why we pray. And then it goes on in verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. This is one thing that God asks us to ask for, wisdom. Proverbs tells us that Jesus is wisdom. Wisdom is a person. But if you look at it closely, patience is a person. Let patience have her work. Let patience do its thing. If you lack wisdom, ask. And then it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, freely, profusely, and upbraideth not. God never upbraids you or chastises you when you ask for wisdom. He says, and it shall be given him. But if you're going to ask for wisdom, he says, ask in faith. Ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Isn't it interesting that when God says, ask for wisdom, that the next thing he says is, you got to ask in faith? I thought that might be the easiest thing for me to do. Ask in faith. Oh God, I need wisdom. That seems so easy. But do you believe that you receive it? Do you believe that you receive it? Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. External factors. So when he says ask in faith, he's saying when you're asking God for wisdom, shut off everybody else that thinks that you're not smart enough. Believe that God gives it to you. Shut off everybody, anything that says otherwise. That's why it is hard, because you say you're wise and you do something foolish. And then you say, oh, I'm so stupid. Oh, I'm so silly. Oh, yeah. God is saying, don't confirm your shortcomings. Believe your godness. But many times we confirm our shortcomings, and therefore we take one step forward and take two steps backwards. We take one forward and we take two steps backwards. And instead of going forward, we keep on going backwards. God says, be still and know that I am God. If you ask me, I give it to you. I didn't see the manifestation of it. Don't step backwards. Father, I thank you again. I may have fallen flat on my face, but you know what? If you fall flat on your face, you fell forward. Is that all right? If you fall flat on your face, you fell forward. Get up and keep on going in the direction you fell, in the direction of the goodness of God. Amen? He says, if you don't do that, you're going to be double-minded and don't expect to get anything from God. Now, what does that mean to us? It says, for let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded person is going to keep on falling and falling and falling. And God is saying, listen, you are not always going to fall. I've been watching my grandkids grow up. Well, I knew that to be true with my children. But now I'm even more so attentive to my grandchildren, watching them grow. And looking at them run. And I'm thinking, you are running? And running that fast? I used to remember when you couldn't even walk. And when you started walking, how many times you fell. But now you're running. Well, if that child fell the first time and says, ah, that hurt. I'm not going to walk. I'm going to keep on crawling. Will they walk? Will they run? Absolutely not. Because you fail does not mean that that's where you're always going to be. They fall less now. They're more stable now. But if you are afraid, you keep on falling. God says, don't be double-minded. You're going to be unstable in all of your ways. Don't expect to receive anything from God. Well, because God doesn't give things to people that waste it. Tonight we're going to pray, and we're going to believe that we'll receive. We're going to ask God for wisdom. We're going to ask God for wisdom concerning our lives, knowing what we're about. We need wisdom. We've been talking about our godness. We need wisdom for that. God's wisdom. But the important thing is to stop, absolutely stop, downgrading ourselves because of something that went off. Do that. If we don't keep on taking steps backwards while we're trying to go forwards, we'll find out that we're gaining more ground every day. We're becoming more like Him every day. Now, when you want to walk godly, there are going to be enough voices that remind you about the mistakes that you're making right now. Hey, thought you're supposed to be a holy person. How come this house is not clean? How come this car is dirty? How come this and how come that? How come you came late to work? And on and on and on. There's going to be something that will drip, 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 drip and make you feel very human and less godly. The more you are attacked when you're trying to live the way God wants you to live, even though you're falling flat on your face, the more you celebrate. Actually, it says, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. And when you're down, he says, rejoice, you're exalted. Huh? Wow. So you're in the right place. Don't worry about it. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go. You're doing fine. When you were growing up, or if you watched your nieces or whatever, and they take a step and they fall flat, just took two steps, maybe one step. Oh, he's walking, he's walking. Really? Every step that makes you different from what you used to be is to be celebrated. Not who I used to be. Hey, you're still smoking. You're still smoking. Yeah. How many did you smoke today? I smoked 10. 10 times. Ten. You smoked 10 times? I thought you were delivered. As a person, how much did you smoke yesterday? Well, I smoked 2 packs yesterday. 2 packs. Now you're smoking 10. Go for it. Maybe tomorrow you'll do 5. We want you totally free from this thing, but celebrate every step. Now I bring it to what we're going to pray about tonight. Our world is going crazy, But we're going to have to, if we believe in God for them, we're going to have to celebrate every little step that they take, because it is our way of celebrating a God who has answered prayers. He's answered it. You know, in the Bible, it's very deliberate of God. I believe it is. There are different words used for healing. There are words like therapeo, it's for therapeutics. And it's the, in a sense, the slowest form of healing. It means that you're getting better and better and better and better and better. There are words like aumai, that's progressive but a little bit faster. There is words like aima, that's faster yet. Then there are words like sozo, which is a word for salvation also. It means wholeness. And on and on. But if I asked you, what is the most common word in the scriptures when Jesus healed people? Will it be aima, which is the fastest and immediate? Will it be aumai, which is really fast but not the fastest? Or will it be therapeo, which is the slowest? Would you be surprised that the most commonly used word when Jesus healed the people was the word therapeo? So when you come and you pray it for, receive it. I'm feeling better. Thank God. That's your celebration time. Thank you, Jesus. I'm healed. And I'm moving from therapeo to aima. The centurion came to the Lord. And he says, my servant is sick. And Jesus says, I'm going to come and therapeo him. And he says, no. Not so. I don't want the slowest form. I want the fastest form of healing. Just speak the word only, and my servant, it's going to be aumai. He upgraded the speed of his healing. And that's what we need to do. Upgrade. Can you say upgrade? Amen. Tonight we're going to ask God for upgrades. Whatever it is we're praying about, upgrade it. Or better yet, speedify. Praise the Lord. It all works. Amen? Okay. We want God to do something for us. And we're going to ask for upgrades, for a faster work. So let us rise before the Lord and just ask Him for that. Father, we are thankful for your presence. We're thankful for your word. Lord, we are asking for a quick work. We believe that we receive. In the name of Jesus, pray. Just lift up your voice before the Lord and ask Him to do it. Thank the Lord for the upgrade that you and I are receiving right now. The quick work, the fast work, the complete work for every area of our lives, for everything that we're going to be praying about tonight. As we ask for wisdom, we're asking God to upgrade our wisdom, that it will not be the wisdom of man, but the wisdom that is higher. He says in His Word that His ways are not like our ways, nor His thoughts like ours, because His ways and His thoughts are higher than ours. We want to connect with the higher dimensions of God's grace. Father, we are thankful, Lord, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for a higher level of wisdom, a higher level of insight, a higher level of understanding, a higher level of knowledge, a higher level, O God, of wisdom. We are asking, O God, for supernatural upgrades, O God, in every area of our lives. And Lord, O God, that whatever it is that we're asking for, the Lord, O God, that You will do according to Your word, You will do exceedingly far beyond that which we dare ask or think, according to that power that worketh in us. Father, this day in the name of Jesus, we ask, O God, for that supernatural power to bring about a supernatural upgrade. Father, in Jesus' name, we are believing You, O God, for our world. We are believing You, O God, for our society, for our communities, for our leaders, O God, that You will do something extraordinary in their lives, that Lord, oh God, that those that need to experience You in a powerful way will experience You. That Lord, oh God, that strongholds of darkness will be shattered speedily and efficiently. That the exalted name of our Lord and Sovereign Jesus Christ will be established in the lives of men and women. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask, oh God, for an outpouring of grace and of favor upon our lives. Thank You, Lord, for miracles. Miracles, miracles, undeniable miracles, unexplainable miracles, miracles, oh God, that defy explanation. Oh Father, good, my Father, do it speedily. We receive by faith that which You have already done. We receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Wisdom, wisdom. Well, there are things happening in our world today that exposes the foolishness of man. Sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's very obvious. Man is trying to build his own kingdom. Man is doing his very best to build his own kingdom. And to do so, they seek to exclude God from their thinking, because God is a problem. You bring God into anything, you bring morality into a thing. You bring accountability into a thing. And man doesn't want accountability. Man just wants to do his thing, his way. As I was driving here this evening, I was thinking about it. In a real sense, man is trying to regroup himself into the building of its own Tower of Babel again. Tower of Babel. It's a system. that excludes God, but acknowledges God, but God for me without God. I'm going to be God of my life. But the thing is, when man wants to be God of his own life, he tries to God over others. That's the remarkable thing about it all. You want to be boss, then you have to be boss over something. And so we want to control the survival of the fittest. Control things and shut everybody else down and determine what my truth is. I thought everybody had their own truth. No? You have your own truth until I decide that your truth must bow to my truth. Yeah? That's the confusion of man. Man just wants to take charge, control everything. And it's messing up our world. Today, we're going to pray, God, let these agents that think that they are God and want to control everyone humble them so that they recognize that there's only one God and you are that God and that they are just men. Because until man understands I'm just a man, and I'm not God, he will always go against true purpose just to control people and subjugate people and enslave people in the lie that everybody is free. It is the system of communism. We all have it together, but guess what? A handful of people have it, and they control everybody else. That control has to slip off. Because it's altogether witchcraft in every form of it. That's why our political leaders, many of them practice witchcraft, occultism. It's just a way to control the masses. We're going to pray tonight, God, break that stronghold. Let them understand that they are just men. Whoever they are, I'm sure Hitler found out, I'm just a man. Idi Amin found out, I'm just a man. The leaders of our present time need to find out, I'm just an ordinary man. I need God. Amen? Let's pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask, O God, that men and women in our society today will recognize their need of God and that they are not God. And Lord, O God, that they need to be subject to you. You have a name that is above every other name. And in and by your name, every knee bows and every tongue must confess, Jesus Christ, that you are Lord. We declare this day in the name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign, that our governors, our presidents, our prime ministers, our premiers, our CEOs and CFOs and leaders of God in different levels of society, Lord, oh God, that they will understand that they are not God and that you alone are God. And Lord, oh God, may they be subject, oh Father, to your word. May they be subjected, oh God, to your authority now. For Lord, oh God, we speak in the name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. Satan, you are not going to have the final word. This day you will lose those that have joined ranks with you. For this day you are broken. This day your influence is shattered. And there is a clear recognition amongst men that they are not God. And therefore, they are not in charge. By the authority in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree it so. We subdue everything to the lordship of our sovereign Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Disappoint them in all of their endeavors. Even Lord, O God, as you disappointed man, oh God, as they try to build the Tower of Babel, Lord, oh God, disappoint them again. Father, oh God, in Jesus' name, that man may break free from these limitations, from the blindness of sin, and surrender themselves to you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, forever. We believe we receive this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. God humbles the proud. If God doesn't grace you with his ability, then the devil must be the agent cause of whatever has been experienced. And all we're saying tonight is this: hands off, devil. Hands off. In Psalm 127, this is a psalm I will never forget, because when I went to high school, middle school and high school, the school that I attended had this as the psalm of the school. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. He didn't say they're not going to try to watch. He didn't say they were not going to try to build. He just says it's going to be done in vain. In vain. That means a recognition, no matter what they are building, they're not getting the results that they were looking for. It is happening. Last week, down south, there were killings in two different spots. One in Buffalo and one in Uvalde, Texas. And here in Toronto, same thing last week. And the common response of man is gun laws and whatever. But nobody's asking the question, why are we having all these issues? Why does this keep on going on? And they're not tracing their steps back to the fact that they took God out of the school system, no prayers. When I grew up, we had accept the Lord. Build the house. They don't have that. They have literature that breeds them to be corrupted. I can't understand that in our day and our time, that they want to teach 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, crazy thoughts about gender identity and sexuality. But that's what's happening in our world. It's not just happening in the United States, it's happening right here. Right here in Canada. Our press doesn't say anything. We don't have a press that speaks out. School Division One here, a few years ago, we're bringing out all this crazy stuff that we are hearing. Actually, you'll be shocked that Canada is worse than the U.S. People in the U.S. look at Canada and say, hey, I hear all these kind of things are happening in Canada. What is that that's going on in Canada? What is that? This is happening in your country? The U.S. many times catches up with us. When you start hearing it in their news, you know that we've gone far over here. We've got real issues. The fact is, we've taken God out of the public square. Don't want God. God is going to cause us to be accountable, so we're going to build without God. We're going to watch without God. And it's causing our society great pain. You talk to some people today and they think that you're off your rockers to think certain things. things that 10, 15 years ago, we couldn't have imagined. Even those who were not believers, not Christians, don't know anything about the Bible, would say, that's wrong. Today, because things are getting more corrupt, I guess that's the way it is. Did you ever think that one day somebody will say, I'm not male, neither am I female? I wouldn't have thought that. But that's the world we live in. But the crazy thing about it is that they really, really, truly believe it. And why shouldn't they believe it when demonic activities are taking place? And the school system is open to demonic stuff. And children have been taught stuff, and the teachers tell them, the little kid, don't you dare tell your parents about this. Don't you tell them. Why won't you tell your parents? Well, because they don't know nothing. You are smarter than your parents. Oh, so if the kid is smarter than the parents, hey, you want to correct the child that is smarter than you? Old man? And if that kid does something wrong, the government has the audacity to come point their fingers at you and say, you're the parent. You're supposed to be taking care of this child. No, you spoiled that kid while they were in school. Taught them all kinds of crazy stuff. Government wants to take care of my kid, of my grandkids, and teach them all kinds of evil stuff. And put legislations to say, I cannot talk about it. Excuse me? That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. I don't care how many laws that you write in your books. I will say whatever it is I need to say. Because you're destroying our society, trying to build something that is not of God. It's my responsibility to pray about those things. Thank God for the good things that governments do. And I celebrate that with thanksgiving, and I thank God for the amazing things that they do. There's some things that our leaders are doing. It's messing with the minds of people. I almost cracked up this evening. I was at the store looking for some stuff, and I heard this young person, couldn't have been more than maybe 25, 30, saying, the children of this day, I don't know what's wrong with them. The children of this day. Oh my. We used to say that. And our parents used to say that. And the children that they're talking about, they're going to be saying the same thing. The children of this day. Why? Because God is not allowed. Faith is not allowed. You want me to place my faith in man to be my source and my provider, and I have no connection with God? No, we're going to pray tonight Father, expose the lies of the enemy. Let the scales of blindness begin to fall off the eyes of our generation, that they will begin to understand that they have need for God in their lives. And God is not the government. It's not the political system. Because they don't have a clue what they're doing. In the name of freedom, they're putting our children in bondage. I refuse to accept that. I reject that policy completely. Let us pray. Let's just declare God's purpose. Let the lies of the enemy be exposed. Let the scales fall off their eyes. Let the people become more and more daily aware of their need for God. We all need God. The lack of God in the public space, in the private space, is creating so much pain. Father, deliver your people. These are sons and daughters that you died for. We refuse to allow our fellow citizens to be captured by the powers of darkness. We reject the lies of the enemy. We say, Lord God Almighty, have mercy, O God, on us. Have mercy, O God, on the sons and daughters that you created in your image and likeness. They do not belong to hell. They belong to the kingdom of God. And today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we send forth your word as an evil-seeking missile to begin to expose and to destroy the lies of the enemy. Lord, O God, expose the lies of Satan and his cohorts. Expose these forces of darkness. Expose them for what they are. And Lord, oh God, let your glory be made manifest. Let the scales fall off the eyes of our fellow citizens. In the mighty name of Jesus, let a tenderness of heart, oh God, come and replace, oh God, the hardness of the hearts of the people who've been hardened by the workings of darkness. The lies of Satan and his cohorts, Lord, O God, shatter these strongholds. We declare these strongholds shattered now. We declare them shattered now. We declare them shattered now. We declare them shattered now. Lord, O God, anyone that stands against your word, bring them down, humble them. Lord, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will recognize, O God, that they are no match for you, nor for your servants who call upon the name of the Lord and declare that this land belongs to the Lord. This people belong to the Lord. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the scales, O God, fall off of the eyes of our leaders. Let them begin to recognize, O God, that they need God. You did it with Nebuchadnezzar. You humbled him. And he began to recognize that without you, he was just like an animal. When he recognized and his eyes looked up to you, you placed him back into the position of authority. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. What you did then, do now. harvest out those, oh God, that will not change. For you are God, be enthroned in the hearts of your people, holy God. We declare this so done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the other day I was driving and I came by St. Boniface Hospital. I said, wow, there are people behind those walls that are sick. I may not know them, but they need God's healing power in their lives. I got home and I got a text. A dear sister was in that hospital and I did not know it. I will not pronounce the name publicly. Skip that. In proper place. But there are people that are sick. One moment they were okay, and the next moment they're sick. That same day I was thinking, earlier that day, people who went to bed last night and didn't wake up. You know how much of a miracle that is? We take it for granted that we go to sleep and we wake up. You know how many people stop breathing two, 3 minutes, maybe, while they were sleeping, and all of a sudden, they start breathing again. The very fact that you wake up, it's a miracle. Don't take that lightly. There are people that woke up today that are no longer here. A few years ago, Mama and I had gone to a little community in Texas called Del Rio, and crossed from Del Rio into Mexico to a place called Acuña. I will never forget the meetings we had in Acuña. Wow, power of God. The power of God. If I had seen the power of God displayed, I saw it there. God just working. And you step back and you watch and say, what's going on here? God, are you using me? What's going on here? That's how power of God is moving. Just incredible. But anyway, we coming back and going, we stopped in this place called Uvalde 2 days ago. Parents' hug their kids, send them to school. And those kids are no longer here. Because somebody went into that school and just killed. Nineteen little kids gone. 7, 8, 9 year olds, some 10 year olds gone, just like that. Two teachers gone. One of those teachers was helping save some of her kids. A day later, the husband dies. Four kids are left without mother and father. Just like that. Things that happen in our world. Because I'm okay doesn't mean everybody's okay. Because I'm healthy doesn't mean everybody's healthy. Somebody just lost their father. Somebody may just have lost their mother. Somebody have lost a child today. Somebody is in the hospital right now. We need to pray for those that are in need. They need the touch of God. They need an intervention. And they cannot pray for themselves right now. Some people are so upset. They don't even want to hear the name of God right now. And how can you blame them? When I can't pray, I need somebody praying for me. As we wrap up tonight, I want us to pray for people that are sick, that are in some kind of a messy situation right now. Somebody who used to do very well financially yesterday, and today they're as broke as can be. They don't know what they're going to do. I remember the Lord giving us a word about 3-4 years ago, maybe less, maybe 2 years, about drug addiction, that it was going to spike, going to be a really bad issue in a society. That suicide rates are going to rise. Everything he said, I see happening. But it's not that God tells us things so that we can say, well, it was said. No, sometimes God tells us things so that we can stop it. God is not interested as much as something coming to pass that he said, as much as stopping it so that it doesn't happen. So we're going to pray. God, intervene. There are people that are hurting. There are people that are sick. We need the intervention of God. We need your intervention. Because if anybody is going through any crisis, the reality is we are all joined together. I'm going through it too, directly or indirectly. So we need to pray one for the other and ask God to step in and heal and deliver. The other day I heard about a brother who doesn't attend here anymore, not seen him for, well, a decade plus. Home one moment, next moment, he's out of it, rushed to the hospital. That family is going through something. I don't know what families are going through, but behind every single door in this city, there's something going on. They need the intervention of God. So this is going to be our prayer. God, intervene. We need your intervention. We need the intervention of God. For businesses, we need an intervention. For families, we need an intervention. For the sick, those that are struggling, we need an intervention. For people that have lost loved ones, we need an intervention. For families that are struggling, we need an intervention. There's a husband or a wife that has messed up royally, and the marriage is about to fall apart. They need an intervention. There's a father, a mother who just found out that their child is addicted to drugs. We need an intervention. There's a father, a mother, a husband or wife who just found out that the person that they have committed their lives to and have loved is busy having an affair, and their life, their world just collapsed. They need an intervention. Whatever the situation is today, we're asking for God's intervention. We know that he's already intervened by sending his son, Jesus Christ, who came to die to deliver us. The intervention we're asking is that the words and the person of Jesus Christ will be revealed to men and women at the point of their need this very moment, that they will recognize that they need God, and that this grace of God will break forth into their lives and bring about wholeness, pulling them out of their messy situation and bringing forth a message from that situation, turning their test to a testimony, their pain to gain. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, O God, for your intervention. Whatever the situation is, we know, God, that you have an answer. And your answer, O God, will answer every question in their lives. Be God to the hopeless. Be God to the weak. Be God to the helpless. Be God to them, O God, that are struggling this very moment, who do not know what to do. Lord, O God, in their confusion, Father, O God, intervene and reveal yourself. You are God, and there is none like you. We exalt you, King of kings and Lord of lords. Arise, O God, take your place. Be enthroned in the hearts of men and women. We know, God, that except this gospel be preached, that people will not know salvation. So, Lord, we pray, O God, today that you will enlarge our voices. Enlarge, O God, our reach. Lord, do extraordinary things in these days and in these times. We pray, God, for our law enforcement, for our doctors, for the judicial system, the educational system, the political system, all of the systems, O God, that hold society. We're asking, O God, for your intervention in every square, at every pillar. And Lord, O God, that your intervention there, O God, will bring purity. O God, you are able to turn that which is corrupted around and bring out the incorruption out of that which is corruptible. We're trusting you, Father, that you who came and gave your love to us, that Lord, O God, that you will not lose any. You're not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. So, Lord, O God, reach the hearts of men. We refuse to let anyone go lost. You left the 99 and you sought for the one that was lost. Father, in Jesus' name, find them. Find them. Holy Spirit, you are our helper. Help us locate the lost. Even as we have prayed tonight, even as we have cried out to you, O God, today, reach those that have not been reached. Reach men and women who are supposed to be behind the pulpit but have not spoken your truth. Reach them. Lord, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, reach, O God, those that are in your church. And reach those, O God, that are not churched. Reach the lost and reach the found. Let your people be made every whit whole. For this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to the Pharaoh of our times. Let God's people go. Let God's people go. Let God's people go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing our land. We humble ourselves before you. We seek your face and we pray. Heal our land. Heal your people. Thank you, Father, for newness of life. We receive the wisdom to accomplish everything that we've prayed about today. We receive it. We're not double-minded about it. We're steadfast in faith, knowing, O God, that you are faithful and your promises are yes, and in you, amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so very much for coming and participating tonight in this time of prayer. We bless you all. This Sunday, on the 29th, we look forward to seeing you here with us. We know that the Lord is going to speak to us, and I have a good surprise for every one of you. And I look forward to what God is going to do and say to us this Sunday morning and Sunday evening. And be reminded that on the first Sunday of June, which is the 5th, we're going to have special meetings. I think that is so appropriate that it is the first Sunday, which means that it is our first fruit for that month, and it's starting on the 5th. And you know, the number 5 is the number of grace. I'm expecting God's grace to richly penetrate every aspect of our lives, so that the godness of God will be established in us, and we can be a people empowered by God to see His kingdom come and His will done in the earth as it is in heaven. It is the feast of Pentecost. It is the feast of harvest. It's a special feast of the Lord. And I want you to pray that you be able to bring a special seed unto the Lord, something that is precious to you, and sow it. He says, no man shall come before Him empty-handed during that particular feast. Why? Because God wants to multiply your seed and give you an incredible, yet credible harvest. Speak to God. Ask Him, what kind of seed do you want from me? Because I want to have a harvest that's beyond my capacity, so that I can become a distributor of the harvest. Every farmer sows not just to satisfy themselves, but to satisfy the society, national, local, and international. May God so bless you and I as we come together on that 5th, that we will be a blessing locally, nationally, and internationally, global. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I've shared most of the announcements, but why not? We can still see it on the video, so you get all those details once again. God bless you. Come, let us honor God with our giving. Hallelujah. That will be it for me. And after the announcements, that will be it. God bless you. Wow. I know for sure that you received a special package. If you did, just wave your hands unto the Lord this wonderful day. You know, you are not going to lose that gift that God has given to you today. It is deposited and tucked in real deep, and you're going to prosper and flourish. Remember, God has blessed you. Be a blessing as you go.
Carry all your blessings home, and may the blessing of the Lord continue to pour in your life, continue to enrich you all week, and may you have great success and victory at work, at home, and in your prayer life. Be blessed.
And be highly favored of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We love you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you. I want you to know today that when you have the name of the Lord, that you are not going to live in the life of struggle, but be in the lifestyle of rest.